Hey, everybody, it's Andrew. I am here with a very special guest because, well, we'll get into why. But first, let me do an intro here. You may know him from such things as Sun and Air, Bessemer Process, Brill, Clevenger, is that right? Is that a correct?
That's right. That's okay. Right.
Dorian Gray, some film teching on Shadows Fall, War Within DVD. Is that you too?
That was a gig. I have no idea how I stumbled into it. But yes, I did do the DVD authoring and some video production for that as well.
A track off of Hours and Hours, a tribute to Seaweed. Most recently in New Dawn Fades, and probably most kind of notably from Boy Sets Fire, doing bass duties there. I will let him intro himself so you can put a voice to a name. So tell the people who he is. And, well, I guess we'll get into why you're here.
Hi, my name is Rob Avery, and you mentioned a bunch of bands that I totally forgot about, so that was, I have no idea how you dug that stuff up, but I guess you are the sleuthing type.
I do these interviews a lot, and so I've picked up a couple tricks to make it look like I have some idea of what I'm doing, but, you know, it's all smoke and mirrors here.
Nice.
Well then. Let's start this thing off. It'll be July 7th, right after the birthday of America. And what better way to highlight the tumultuous and long history of America than to look at DC punk and, well, DC scene in general. And I have found it on good authority from Rob that he knows a thing or two about a thing or two in this area. So let's kind of start the obvious here. Is this because you grew up in DC? Is this some like interest that came later? When did you kind of jump into the investigation of this scene?
Sure. So I grew up within close proximity to DC, and I grew up in Newark, Delaware, which I didn't really know until I left the area in the capacity of being in a touring band of how special it was. I mean, we weren't like Athens, Georgia of punk rock or anything like that. But we had a huge scene, tons of bands, tons of DIY venues, people putting out their own records. You could find hardcore bands, you could find straight edge bands, you could find punk bands, you could find metal bands, really eclectic mix. I think that was just something in the 90s that was just kind of eclectic bills anyway. It wasn't like today where everything's kind of stratified and you go to a show and everybody's kind of the same ilk. So we had a good proximity, being from Newark, Delaware, that we were close to D.C. We're also close to Philly. We're close to New York City. So we had the benefit of that proximity. And then we had the benefit of having one of the biggest record labels of that early punk and hardcore scenes in J Tree Records, based out of Delaware, that put out some bands from D.C. So there was that kind of connection there. And Fugazi actually played in our hometown, and one of my fondest memories is my old band Clevenger got to open up for him, which was pretty amazing. So just by that proximity and because of the scene that we had in our hometown, a lot of DC influence kind of permeated throughout that scene.
Is there a reason that you think that it was more DC and not something like Philadelphia or like New York coming? I mean, New York is obviously further away, but Philly and DC, I imagine, were somewhat equidistantly close to one another.
Yeah, and I think there was definitely a blend. I listen to Ink and Dagger from Philly, and I hear some Swizz. Like, there's roots and kind of crossover, and you know, as much as I am a Philly diehard, you know, I moved to Pennsylvania after getting married and consider myself more of a Pennsylvanian and a Philadelphian than I do a Delawarean. But as much as Philly did have an amazing scene and still does have a very good, vibrant scene, I think if you look at, and I'm by no means a historian when it comes to, oh, it's the third wave of emo or however people tend to kind of classify these things, I do think that if you held a gun to my head, that I would say that DC had a bigger impact on punk rock than Philly did.
Well, we'll talk more about DC and kind of the pull that it has for you during the course of this. But Let's start off here with some tracks, just to give people a good idea of where we're starting here. Why don't we do two of them? So where should we start, Rob? Where should we go?
I did mention Swizz, kind of Ink and Dagger made me think of a Swizz because of a lot of the similar kind of guitar parts. And while not a direct ripoff at all, it definitely, when I first heard Ink and Dagger the first time, speaking of Philly, I drew some lines of similarity from a guitar style to Swizz. And Swizz was one of those bands where I bought the record because it was put out by Jade Tree. And pretty much if you live in Delaware, you buy everything that Jade Tree puts out. I thought it was a cool name. I had no idea where they're from or who they were. I probably bought it when I was like 13 or 14 years old. It had a cool cover. And I kind of went through the creative path as a, you know, a major in college and was definitely drawn to a lot of things based off of just cover design. And it turns out the guitar player from Swizz, Jason Ferrell, ended up going down that path of being a visual artist. And he was a huge inspiration for me with not only the music he was into and the bands that he was in, but also the creative work that he did. So why don't we play one of his band's songs called Nine from the band Swizz. Let's go in a completely different direction to show you the kind of broad spectrum of things that DC has to offer. How about the song Chocolate by Shudder to Think?
Cool. Sounds good. See, this is going to be an interesting mix because there are some things on this list that you sent that, like, I think everyone who has some concept of punk in any way, American punk, will know some of these bands. And then there are some that are just like, I don't know what's going on here. But Shudder to Think is one where I'm like, I know what's going on here. I understood that reference. So let's start off here. Here is DC punk, DC bands for you to enjoy for America's birthday. Keep it locked, everyone. This is Grade A Explosives. I'm Andrew, and this is CJLO, 1690 AM.